Patrick, nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker, Patrick Straub with the Maine Forest Products Council. I'm calling you from Exeter, Maine, so out here in the countryside. I've been the executive director with the Maine Forest Products Council for 18 years, a forester by training. The council has been around for about 60 years, and it's an industry trade group representing about $8.5 billion worth of annual economic activity in Maine, with it representing about 33, 34,000 jobs. So it's a big responsibility. I have a board of 30 people representing everything from folks that harvest trees, the truckers, as well as paper mills and sawmills and landowners. We're an active membership organization. We have weekly policy calls, and that's how I get directed in terms of the positions I take on the various bills that come up in the legislature. We also are part of the Natural Resource Network that Julie Marie talked about, folks with a common interest in land and commercial operations. The landowners I represent are about 8.5 million acres in Maine, mostly commercial land, a lot in the unorganized territory. We'll get involved with your committee concerning shoreland zoning, site location, habitat, any kind of land use planning types of issues we'll weigh in on. Wood manufacturers include sawmills, who will be talking a lot about combined heat and power plants. So there may be some crossover with this committee and the utilities committee. We have secondary manufacturers like Vic Firth up in Newport, Maine, that make drumsticks and pulp mills as well, I represent. And I have a pulp mill environmental affairs committee. And we, as a group of all the pulp mills in Maine, get together and talk about the issues. So we'll try and represent that group on air emissions, water quality, packaging, and PFAS is also an issue that's popped up on our radar screen as well. All these issues, of course, come kind of together in the Climate Action Plan, which I was and still am a member of the Governor's Council. So we look forward to working with you on those issues. I have a staff of two. Sue McCarthy is the office manager, and Roberta Scruggs is my communications director. And I get support from Michelle McLean from Capital Strategies and Bill Ferdinand, who talked earlier, from Eaton Peabody, and Brian Rayback, and some specialists at Pierce Atwood also help me with the technical issues. So look forward to working with you as a group. And if I've done my job well, you'll get to meet a lot of the people that I represent. So glad to take you on tours and put you in touch with members to learn more about the various topics you'll be working on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.